If two people are arguing, perhaps it's best they both stop and take a rest from one another. That was the situation in Bates County, Missouri, but the argument was over slavery, and that rest would require both sides to completely leave the county. The story of a county with no residents is today's edition of The American Countryside. Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266.
All right, honey, just go ahead and run across the road. Don't even worry about looking both ways first.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year. And one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
As Peggy Burr explains, by the summer of 1863, guerrilla warfare along the Missouri-Kansas border had reached epidemic levels. The Union Army decided to take bold steps in the hope of stopping it.
So by that summer, in July, they determined that they're going to begin arresting the female relatives of these men that are known guerrillas. And they do.
Women were arrested and taken to a makeshift jail in Kansas City.
The building collapses. And a couple of the women are killed, a couple are maimed permanently, and that was the fire that lit the powder keg.
Southern sympathizer and guerrilla leader William Quantrill used the incident to rally men to raid the pro-Union city of Lawrence, Kansas, burning it to the ground. That, in turn, caused Union commanders to take unprecedented steps against all in the area.
A little less than a week after the raid on Lawrence, General Thomas Ewing issued Order Number 11, which gave everyone 15 days to evacuate.
Everyone in southern Jackson, Cass, Bates, and part of Vernon County had to either leave the county or relocate to within 1 mile of a Union military town. No such town existed in Bates County, Missouri.
Consequently, we were the only county that every single man, woman, and child was forced to leave. You could be shot on sight if you were here after the 15-day deadline.
An entire county's population vanished from its borders, the only such county to do so. We'll have the final chapter in the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Butler, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.